The Democratic Alliance Mayor of Tshwane, Silius Brink, has just been ousted. We speak to Neil De Beer, the president of the United Independent Movement. Neil, you messaged me to say it's a shocker.
Yeah, Chris, hot off the press, exactly 4 minutes past one, approximately 6 minutes ago, I left the live streaming of the council sitting of Tshwane, 120 votes for the removal of Silius Brink, just over 80 against, one abstention. It is a reality, as we predicted, Silius Brink no longer the mayor of Tshwane. And this, if you look at it as a stick of dynamite and you put the fuse, I will tell you today, the first fuse was lit in the Joburg Metro a couple of months ago. The second one is now lit in Tshwane. And I predict, Chris, the third one, it's on its way to Ekurhuleni.
So what is the strategy here, Neil?
Well, the beating of the drum on the ground told me that still at the very last moment, there was a scenario of a thinking from the ANC that they might be able to take the GNU down to GLU, Government of Local Unity. I understand it was still on a knife's edge, but I can tell you today that no doubt in the office of Mr. Lesufi, not in the office of Letuliaus, there is great cheering. There are definitely songs of victory. And this is, I think, the march of a man who is not at all adverse to doing anything but to get his way to garnish power. And he's now going to go for Gauteng. It is my opinion, Chris, and this will have to be proved in the future, that no doubt Mr. Lesufi is putting his huge card on the table for the national conference of the ANC in 2 years. I think you've got a faction rising.
Well, he clearly is 100% willing to defy the national GNU and the wishes of the African National Congress, NEC. So he must have powerful backing at a national level, Neil.
Well, what is shocking is the fact that you are sitting in a scenario where Mr. Lesufi, this is not the first time where he has brought up his major swords and rattled his blades. There's been a couple of those occasions where he has actually so-called defied the ANC national office. But what was critical was a press statement this morning that came out that said, not Lesufi, not Gauteng, but that the members that were going to vote in the Tshwane municipality of the ANC received, and here's the words, the blessing from the national executive of the ANC to vote to oust Silius Brink. Now, Chris, this is important to know that people like us that are, can I say, a little bit connected within the mainstream, connected within sources, that we are sitting back and going, but are we living in a matrix? A little vassals, because, and I don't blame the normal citizen of being a little bit in Afrikaans, I think we are sitting in a smarty box, because we have a GNU. We have a definite government of national unity where the DA has not just claimed to be one of the constructors of the GNU, but in a grand coalition, Ellen Zille. So, it would not be in any way to think wrongly that this is a problem, because we were supportively thinking that we would have a GNU, can I call it a GPU, and a GLU, government national unity, government provincial unity, government local unity. But you can clearly see within Gauteng, they have definitely cut cables somewhere. There's not a connector. And this is not about national strategy. I'm telling you now, this is a provincial rogue strategy of a premier that has clearly said it's payback time. And today you could see on the faces of the councillors that were going to oust Silius that they could not wait. In actual fact, the statement of one of the councillors, I think maybe the whip of the ANC, saying that we have been waiting since 2016 for this moment, this time, and we are patiently going to take it. What kind of ideology, no matter the politics that you are in, divorces yourself in such a way that power has become so huge, such a main attraction, that we forget about the citizens at the end of the day? So, koel die die kerk, gras is gesny, melk op die grond. This is what's going to happen. Celia Brink now going into the opposition bench.
Thank you. That was Neil de Beer, the president of the United Independent Movement, reacting to the ousting of Democratic Alliance Mayor Silius Brink. Thank you, Neil. And I'm Christine.
Thanks, Chris.